Greetings and welcome to the Beacon Broadcast from Beacon Baptist Church on Kirkpatrick Road in Burlington, North Carolina. The Beacon Broadcast is supported in part by the gifts of faithful listeners. If you'd like to correspond with Pastor Barkman and the Beacon Broadcast, or if you wish to support this radio ministry, write to the Beacon Broadcast, Post Office Box 159, Alamance, North Carolina, 27201. The Beacon Broadcast, Post Office Box 159, Alamance, North Carolina, 27201. Now with today's message from God's Word, here is Pastor Greg Barkman.
We saw on the Beacon Broadcast yesterday that false teachers will abound more and more as we come closer to the return of Jesus Christ. We read that in 2 Timothy 3:13, which says, "But evil men and impostors will grow worse and worse." Will grow worse and worse, which has a twofold aspect to it. Their deception will become more and more deviant, worse and worse, further and further away from biblical Christianity, but the idea that they are going to increase in numbers and in influence, their impact will be worse because they are growing in popularity and influence. And these things go together. As they grow in influence, then people's ability to distinguish truth from error diminishes, and so then their errors can become bigger and greater and larger deviations from the truth, and so in every way, the evil men and imposters, counterfeits, those who claim to be preachers of God's Word, evil men and imposters, and that's two ways of describing the same person, you understand. Evil men is not one thing, and an imposter something else. The evil men are imposters. The imposters are evil men. But evil men and imposters will grow worse and worse. But the verse goes on, and we'll have to take up the last part of it in just a moment, after I welcome you to this Friday, June 3rd edition of the Beacon Broadcast, and after I express my deepest gratitude to those of you whose financial gifts keep us on the air. So we have not only an increasing effectiveness, that is, effective in their purpose to pull people away from the truth, but we also have an increasing blindedness. Because the verse goes on, evil men and imposters will grow worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. Deceiving and being deceived. Deceiving, of course, is still talking about their increasing effectiveness. They will grow worse and worse in their deception. That is worse from the standpoint of truth, from the standpoint of the Bible, from the standpoint of true Christianity. They will grow worse and worse. Of course, from the standpoint of the imposters, they will grow better and better. Bigger, larger, more successful, more deceptive. The better they can deceive, the more successful they become. And so, many of the largest churches in America today are outposts of deception. I didn't say all, but I said many. Many of the largest churches in America today are outposts of deception, not truth, and yet people who consider themselves Bible-believing, evangelical Christians flock to these centers and think they are hearing the truth, but they are being deceived. Evil men and imposters will grow worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. But here's the other part of this. Those who deceive others open themselves up for deceit because eventually they can no longer distinguish between truth and error. They are not only deceiving others so that their followers have trouble distinguishing truth from error, but eventually they do too. they begin to believe their own lies. They begin to believe their own rationalizations, their own justifications, their own twisted logic, their own distortion of Scripture. They begin to believe that what they are teaching, which is contrary to Scripture, and which at some point they knew was contrary to Scripture, but they pursued that deliberate deception anyway because it was going to give them the result which they wanted. But as they continued down that path, then pretty soon they themselves become deceived and they can't tell truth from error. So you find a lot of these men who stoutly defend their error in spite of the fact that many reliable voices rise up and say, that's wrong, that's not Bible, that's contrary to Scripture, you shouldn't teach this, you shouldn't teach that. If they're true men of God, they'll listen to those voices and they will make the corrections. I can think of a great Bible teacher, a great preacher, one that I have benefited from immensely, who many years ago propagated an error. And at first defended it because he didn't realize it was an error, of course. Or he wouldn't have propagated it because he's a true man of God who wanted to preach only the truth. But there was something that he misunderstood in Scripture. And he propagated an error, but voices both outside of his ministry as well as within his ministry kept coming to him and saying, no, you're wrong about this. Now, please understand how important this is. And they kept showing him the writings of other men who drew the opposite conclusion from the same scriptures that he was using. And eventually he came out and said, I was wrong. I stand corrected. I was wrong. I see it differently now. I correct myself. I correct my teaching. I'm sorry that I ever said that. I hope I didn't mislead anybody. I was wrong. This is the truth. Now, that takes a pretty humble man to do that. I'm talking about a man who has an international ministry. I'm talking about a man to whom hundreds of thousands look to for teaching, for leadership. I'm talking about a man who has written no telling how many scores of books that are widely published and read. I'm talking about a man with great prominence, the kind of man who would be prone to say, I'm right, everybody else is wrong. Don't you dare correct me. Don't you dare confront me. And don't you dare accuse me. Don't you dare try to challenge me. But his godly humility took him down another path, and he said, I was wrong. You are right. Please forgive me. I've seen that man make a couple of corrections in his ministry. In my mind, that makes him bigger, not smaller. But you see, a false teacher isn't going to do that. Somebody says to him, that's wrong, that's heresy, that's not orthodoxy. And he will just hunker down and defend it all the more. Why? Well, you say, because he's stubborn. True. Why? You say, well, because he's proud. True. Why? Because you say he doesn't want to back up and make himself look foolish. He's afraid that that will make him look foolish. That's true. But probably the truth that underlies it all is he has deceived himself. Evil men and imposters will grow worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. Now, folks, if we don't understand what's going on in the religious world, if we don't understand what's going on in the Christian world, if we don't understand what's going on in the evangelical world, we are foolish and we are open to deception. We've got to understand what's going on. Some of the most respected names in evangelicalism and respected institutions of evangelicalism are sliding rapidly in a very unorthodox direction. It didn't happen yesterday. It isn't happening all at once. It's been slowly, gradually moving that way for a long time. But now the acceleration seems to have picked up, And the evidence seems to become clearer and clearer for those who know what Bible truth is, those who know what real Christian orthodoxy is, and we see more and more evidences and manifestations of it. I think I've told you on the radio some time ago, I heard a man describing an interview that he had with a couple of pastors from the emerging church, or emergent church, which is a new trend in our day. And they wanted to dialogue with him, and they didn't like some of the negative things he'd said, and they thought they could correct him in this. And so he said, well, let me just ask you a few questions about what you believe. And he started with God. What do you believe about God? For example, do you believe that God exists in three persons? Do you believe the doctrine of the Trinity? Is God a triune God? Is the Godhead a triune Godhead? And their answer went something like this. Well, we don't want to put God in a box. We don't want to restrict him. We don't want to box him in. In other words, they aren't going to say yes or no, but in other words, the answer is clear. We are not going to say that we believe in the Trinity. We're not going to define God in that way. Well, I hope that's a basic enough doctrine that most of you will agree with me that when you deny the Trinity, you have stepped outside of the boundaries of Christian orthodoxy. There are certain things that define Christian orthodoxy that have defined it historically down through the centuries. And that's one of them. The deity of Christ, of course, is another one. The bodily resurrection of Christ. There are many doctrines that you get beyond those and you no longer subscribe to the Christian faith. There are a lot of things within Christianity that we can hold different positions on. But that doesn't mean that we're free to hold different positions on everything. Some things are foundational. Other things are less important. Some people can't make any distinction between the things that are essential and the things that are non-essential. And that doesn't mean there's anything in the Bible that's arbitrary. Everything the Bible teaches is true, but there are some things that are foundational. Every Christian believes these. There are other things that are not foundational, and these Christians believe this, and these Christians believe something else about those things. And that's fine, because that's still within the realm of orthodoxy. But when you step over the line in certain areas, you are no longer orthodox. The technical term is you are heterodox. And you also need to understand that that means heretical. That means apostate. That means not a Christian. Not a Christian. You can't deny the Trinity and be a Christian. You have denied the God of the Bible as he has revealed himself in his word. So whatever God you are worshiping is not the God of the Bible. You can't be a Christian and deny the nature of God. Now that's what we're talking about. And there are many in our day who are denying cardinal doctrines and yet don't even realize what they have done because they have been deceiving in a lot of different areas and now they themselves are being deceived. Watch out. Be warned. Be wise. Until next week, Greg Barkman saying good day. May God give you his eternal peace.